Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Rachel. How may I help you?
Rachel, thank you. My name is Stephen Roselle, and I need to discontinue my Omax sleep pills.
Okay.
I get them regularly every month, but I've got some issues, and I can't use them anymore.
Okay. I just need to get your information pulled up, Mr. Roselle.
Okay. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, sir. I do thank you for asking. And how about you?
Well, I got it. So, Rachel, I have to tell you this story. I'm a priest in the Episcopal Church, and my organist died of the virus in March.
Okay.
He was playing on Sunday. I do a Facebook service, and he called me the next Friday, tell me he was in the hospital, then had a slight cough and a slight fever, was feeling fine. And then his daughter called me 3 days later, and the doctor wanted permission for do not resuscitate. So I've always wanted to do somebody's funeral before they die. We say all these nice things when they're dead, right? So
okay.
I arranged for all five children to share their favorite memory of their father over the phone. And he got it. He whimpered, and then he died a half an hour later. But, Rachel, it was so powerful, I've invited my congregation. If you have children and they're old enough that you have a favorite memory, what a wonderful memo to be left with this awfulness is my favorite memory. I wrote my daughter. She's 38. A handwritten letter. She said she's read it 20 times and she'll never throw it away. And if you don't have children, you know, write your mom and dad and tell them what it was. It'll be a great way to remember this awfulness.
Wow, that's memorable.
Yep, favorite memory. My favorite memory or memory about memories about you is.
Okay. Okay, sir. Well, that is very memorable.
Yeah.
That's about the most I could say.
Oh,
wow.
And you'll like this. I shared it with my aunt, my only living relative. I'm 72. My mother's sister, Lenny, she's in her 80s. She just moved to New Mexico, and her daughter called me that Lenny was in the hospital with a heart attack. Would I please write her my favorite memory? So I did. It was 30 years ago in Vegas. My mom and dad and Lenny and myself and her husband, Jerry, were there. Jerry had he had diabetes real bad, so he had both of his legs amputated above his knee. And I was in charge of pushing the wheelchair around. And we'd come into a restaurant, and I'd say to the hostess, reservations, please, and she would say, for how many? And I would go 4.5. And we couldn't wait to see their response. Jerry had a great sense of humor, but they either wet their pants laughing or they were horrified. But we just couldn't wait to hear their response. 4.5.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, you got me? You found me?
Okay, and I'm sorry. Please tell me your first and last name again.
Okay, Roselle is my last name, R-O-Z-Z-E-L-L-E, and my first name is Stephen.
How I got that pulled up. That
it's okay.
Okay, sir. What is your 5-digit zip code, please?
07920.
Okay, 07920. Okay, that's the zip code. Okay, I see. I need to just. Let me just reset that. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm patient.
Locked into third and account there, so just get out of that. And it should be just another minute or so. Actually,
okay.
I thought I had the right one pulled up.
You all are in Maine?
No, actually, I am in Alabama.
Oh, Alabama.
So we are
okay.
Long way from the, we're a long way from the warehouse.
You've been getting any of those storms?
Well, it's cloudy today, but it hasn't
yeah.
rained, not where I am, so.
Okay.
But it is cloudy.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Roselle, if you could, for security purposes, verify the address that I pulled up here.
Yes, it's 50 Cherry Lane, Basking Ridge, New Jersey.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for that information. So I have the correct account pulled up now, and it does show your name and your address, and you said you're not able to use it anymore.
Correct.
The Omax Sleep. Okay.
Right.
Did your doctor recommend that or advise you with that?
No, I've just had some issues that I just it just is not working for me anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, if there are any others maybe at the address, now this product does help with relief from anxiety as well as helping with sleep.
Here's what I'm going to keep your number, Rachel, and if I need to resume it, I will call you back.
Okay. Well, you're certainly
okay.
able to do that, sir.
Okay.
Anyone maybe in the congregation you'd like to put a 60-day hold there where they actually try?
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
A few people
All
I'd
right.
like to put to sleep, but I can't do that either.
Okay.
Sorry. They're in every church, Rachel, you know.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody
Not
on me.
No problem.
Okay.
Oh, no, I definitely wouldn't do that. But if there are any family members, of course, we can discount
yeah.
the price as well to $59.99.
No. I was getting ready for a church service a couple months ago, and three ladies walked in, little old ladies, and asked me how I am. That I was great. I was 71 last Sunday, so I'm 71 and a half now. And they said, oh, you're still a youngster. And I said, yes, but I'm not mature yet. And two of them looked at me and go, we've noticed.
Okay, excuse me.
And I don't know, did you get a flu shot, Rachel?
No, I have not.
Well, I got mine a couple months ago on the Rite Aid because I have a granddaughter with cystic fibrosis, and there are seven little old ladies waiting to go in the room to get their shot. Mm-hmm. And I come out limping and holding my butt, and they all go, of course you get it in your arm, right?
Oh, goodness. Okay.
I'm naughty. I can't help it.
Okay, Mr. Roselle, I have your confirmation number.
Okay.
Where I've canceled your account.
Okay.
That is 774-396.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
You're welcome, sir. Is
okay,
there anything
hon.
Else I can help you with?
Not right now.
Okay, sir. We thank you so much for calling Omax Health.
Okay. Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.